Wonderful, and you're listening to CRS Radio, Knowledge Station. I'm Galalim, and we're talking about the calendar today. I'm going to ask you a question, and let's say I'm talking directly to the black-headed people, the African hybrid people. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you know what is the meaning of BC versus AD? AD and Adamani, meaning in the year of our Lord. Do you know what these parts of the statement, what these parts of it are? AD means Anno Domini. And then in the year of our Lord. Right? So AD means Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. Do you understand those parts of this statement? I asked a young man today, African man, young, Maybe like, I don't know if he's 30 or something like that. If he knows what AB is, he said, no. And here's hardly anything I asked him about. What year are we in? And he was, you know, coming on our right and saying 20. And I said 2020. And yes, he kind of know that. But he didn't come out too fluent with it. And whatever else I said to him concerning our knowledge of ourselves, he didn't like, you know, he's not onto anything with it. But you can see he's someone who would like to know. I could see that. He's willing to know because he was asked me to tell him things. And it's amazing to me, and it referred to myself, how I was in the church from 7 years of age until I'm over 50, and I didn't know anything. I was lost. Pitiful, because guess what? It is similar to a story told about how a frog was, you know, put to the test to see whether or not if you are in an atmosphere, like in this case, the frog was put into cold water, but it is a boiler with cold water. And the water, they would put the boiler to slowly eat up into a boiling water. Heat up to boiling, right? Was when it went into in motion, the water from cold water, let's say room temperature water, until it reached boiling, and the frog stayed still until it was cooked and never shake a leg, because the body of the frog, the blood that adjusted to the gradual slow eating and just died. Never tried to get out the water. That similarity to me is similar to when we are born and raised up in an environment. No matter what that environment is like, we just become that environment. And I am in that same position. I was born and raised up seeing my parents with a few siblings that were born ahead of me. Parents are Christians. And all of us, I think at one stage or another, went to church. Not everyone, you know, stayed in church. There are those, at least one beside myself, got to the point where, apart from those who we call them backsliders, you know, for temptation or something, and they want to go have fun or something like that, and they leave the church. But I have a brother that left the church, and that was not the problem. Why? He thought that the church was fanatic, ignorant, and stupid, and beside himself. You know? That's the reason why he left the church, because that Holy Ghost thing and stuff like that they're going on with, and the manifestation of what they call the Holy Ghost. My brother saw it something
It's crazy. It's mad.
It's fanatic. It's schizophrenic. You know, people not in their right mind. And that's why he left. Never go back. All right. So what I'm talking about now, we're talking about the calendar today. And I have to tell the truth. I didn't know what the virtue, what the meaning of the zodiac calendar. I didn't know what that stands for. I didn't know what kingship stands for. I didn't understand the origin of these things until I really started to read nonfiction and history nonfiction. And I begin to learn gradually. It wasn't like, it's not because I'm not a great reader, not fast reader. You know, I take a while. But when I do understand something, it stays with me. When I see the situation today, what history says about civilized people, meaning Indian, Chinese, Arabs, Hispanics, few other groups, I think, consist of civilization. And you read in the world history textbooks, and it is very clear that white people are not civilized people. They are not hybrid like we are. We are associated with what you read in the Bible, because they obliged to write some of these things in the Bible because they don't have another basis to use except our civilized history. They, the white people, are using our civilized history to enhance their life today, and it is because of the knowledge that they learn from us, that they use to do things to us, and we don't know. We here today don't understand that they make the Bible to indoctrinate black people. Now, they don't have any connection with civilized government function or not like that. Unless they learn about it, and that they did, and it's the reason why they say they are ruling the world today and ruling black people. They don't just rule; they kill us. We don't read. They dumb us down to where we don't even want to read. And then they rig the system that when you go and learn to read, you go and read in their university that they set up. And then when you think you have their concept. And who are they that is renowned uncivilized folks? They are a sodomite culture. Or in other words, homosexual culture. That's what they are. And when you read the Bible, that they produce the Bible. Whether or not they write everything in there, they don't write everything in the Bible. They use other works of other people, maybe from black, some black people too. But black people not writing about the origin of the world in the Bible. And white people do it. Adam and Eve, especially. Why do they do it? Because they are deceiving the black people. So they write all these things and give it to us like it's the truth, and you get the truth by revelation from a spirit God. Now, we have an opportunity to examine the writings of the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden to see if there is any origin or precedence
that says that story is true. And we don't do that. We don't look to see if it's true. The Bible said there is God, and God was by himself before he created a son, before creation began. And then he and his son decide how to make the earth and the heavens. And these are things that we can look into to see if it makes sense. We're not doing that. And it just so happens that the people who is trying to fool us, that is what they write, we believe. You don't believe in what you don't know, but if somebody's telling you something and it's true, you're better off believe that, even though you didn't discover it to be true. But if they tell you the truth, you will reap the good of the truth anyway, right? But what about the person who is deceiving you? And you rather believe what the deceiver tell you than the person who is telling you the truth. A honest person that tells you the truth, you don't accept the truth from that person. But the person who make up a story and tell you the inspired word of God, you believe that because you don't have the level of intellectual power to understand when words contradict, right? So you go to a college and a university, and you know what you're getting in that education is the notion, is the concept, the lifestyle you are taught into university and in college and other, you know, higher learning school. So once we are duped with the Bible, people who is taking away what we have, kill us, and all that. So they're government. They are over us. And, you know, it is easy if we are reading to find out that, no, what the Bible is telling us is not right. But they have us hooked on the Bible like smoking crack cocaine. That's what I want to tell you today. Black people are not headed in the right direction at all, as long as they go to church. Because like I say, I grew up with my mother and father, and they are Christians. And there was nothing else I knew as a child better than to go to church. And then it didn't stop with me at you know, in my childhood. It followed me into my adulthood. 50 and more. So Jamaican people who feel so proud of themselves and, you know, they have a good education and therefore, you know, they are content with Jesus. God and Jesus is taught to African people like you only need to make your heart right with God, with Jesus, his son. And what we're looking at, if you read, is that it's homosexual writing the Bible. And, you know, I mean, like leading us along down the primrose path with Adam and Eve in a garden. We don't see that God really, the woman far above, what he cursed the man. Oh, they are being cursed for this same sin, right? Although they are saying in the Bible it was the woman who first sinned. What I am saying to you is that we grow up like in Jamaica in post-slavery. You understand that? Post-slavery. It has nothing to do with prehistory information about African origin. The Bible now tells us nothing about African origin. If it alludes to something about Africa, it's vague. It's not telling you your indigenous beginning. It's not, because they don't have any interest at all. No interest, the white people. have no interest at all to write for real our historic information. They rather make up a story about a God who begat a son without any woman and don't tell us the process by which it happened. And the Bible, if you notice, the Bible is estranged from prehistory. And why? Why should it? If it's telling about what happened, why is the Bible estranged from the real history? And they are using information from real history to write these whole bunch of sodomite kind of thinking for us to believe it. And we're not finding out. Now, they control the entire world with a false challenge, challenging AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord calendar. And that I'm going to use. Them didn't know if we make no calendar on their own because they're up in Europe. What did they make up in Europe? What white people established in Europe that was civilized before our time? You bet. And it is a fact that they learn to read and write from us. They learn to put clothes on because they're not coming from there. Calendar, that was first created, is by the Elohim gods. You read prehistory and you will find that out. And you think that AD Anno Domini, 2,000 years ago by these white people, thank you, Sue. They make this calendar because they want to be on their own, in a world of their own, carrying the black people with them. And they are well on their way with it. Because when we believe that Jesus come and die for sins, and far immeasurable time distance away from being truth, and we are singing Jesus paid it all to him I owe, you're actually believing something that the deceiver, the adversary of the black people, the killer of the black people, they invented that. And we come up in our time, and because they deceive our parents before we were born, we come and we grow up in the system that teaches us the same nonsense. And not unless something happened that makes us begin to identify the truth and look at the Bible, all the contradictions and the kind of foolish things that are written in the Bible, like it is true. See, once you believe it, that's it. You're going to get everything from that as far as you are concerned. And even when God is not answering you no prior, you still say, well, he answer when he please. That's how you look at it. But that's not a civilized world. That's sodomite creation of the world that they want to live, because they are homosexual. Homosexuals are not people who are civilized. Their endocrine don't secrete like ours. Look at the thing they do. They are having sex in the honor. That's how uncivilized homosexual people are. They are evolved. They are evolved creatures. They evolved. They don't have a beginning like the black people. All of the African people. And that is the problem. They have enough sense now. They learn it from us, because look into their situation, how long they've been up in the Caucasus Mountains. And what did they do? And it's not hard for you to find out that they learn everything they know from us. But they're smart enough to turn it around and talk things upside down and make black people look like black people are nothing after they steal everything you have. And make you feel all right even when they kill Gaddafi, kill Saddam, and many, many more. I mean, turn Rwanda into, like, you know, a hot hornet's nest. They kill each other over there. I mean, who do it? It's white people. Bill Clinton is attached to the Rwanda ethnic cleansing. You see, and what they are doing, destroy the African civilization. And we are into it. Christmas, we are into Christmas up to our heads. And crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, stupid and foolish we have to be talking about myself to believe those things. We are in bad shape. And look, people are laughing because they know they come here and all they talk about as history is the George Washington and Christopher Columbus and all this kind of stuff. And we don't discover that. We are not supposed to accept their church and all the Roman Catholic Church and all of the Protestant churches, Pentecostal, Adventist, Jehovah's Witness. We don't know those are the Sodomite church. All of those institutions are the white people designed. And when did they design them? After 509 BC. You go and you check and see the historic line drawn in the sands of time. When did you see white people begin to rule anything like politics and call it democracy? Tell me when. Call me at any time and tell me, when do you see they're going to Africa and colonize Africa? When do you see? Did the coup in Italy and start to call himself Roman Republic? Look and see when they do that, 509 BC. See, before 509 BC, tell me what civilized stuff you see these white people did in Europe. In Europe, because I'm telling you, they don't have any business, no legal business from antiquity. 2,000 years ago is not too long ago. And if you ask them, what is the date of Christ's birth, they can't tell you that. And if they're going to tell you anything, they talk one thing here and talk one thing over there, and they're talking about a black man, not a white person. So all the story that is made up in the Bible, we're reading a Nancy story about Jesus, because none of the prophecies fulfill about a Jesus coming to the world. And the prophet that make a specific Christ would do, because they call him Christ, they call him Jesus. Out of terms, because there was no G, the people of the language say, there was no J until about like in the 16th century or something like that. Because it is these Sodomites that create English language, as far as my understanding serves me. They invented the English language. And they keep on adding all kind of nonsense, like gay. I mean, gay was never any part of homosexuality. But now, you know, gay, this definition allow for being gay. Now, what about gay? What about homosexuality that is gay? Think about that. There is nothing but these daring, Sodomites, they think that they have a right to do anything because black people are idiots. And black people are supposed to be the only civilized people, including Chinese, Indians, and, you know, Arabs and Hispanics and whatever other groups belong to the African civilization. Don't work for one. Black people don't worth a good black person who is intelligent. And those who have enough sense never find themselves in the position to make a difference. Because where we are today, you can easily get into politics if you go to the university, the Sodomite University. Yeah. The doors are open for you. But somebody who, let's say, get their education, or let's say they may be homeschool education, but up at college and university level anyway, they can go there, go get things done easily, like the person who goes to the Sodomite, accredited Roman numeral, school. So this is the problem that we are having in the world, that these white people use a Bible and totally dismantle people, that now we are not making the right distinction in issues, saving the everyday bread and fish type of thinking. You see? And who are the people I'm talking about? Lawyers, doctors, all of these educated people still cannot make good distinction if you ask them about human creation, where we come from and stuff like that. None of them, hardly any of them have a good idea of our indigenous beginning. It's like these white people know the truth about our origin more than we do. And it's the reason why we are in church and speaking in tongues. And don't know that's madness. Don't know it's madness when the Bible is talking about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. But where does a spirit, like what you would expect God to be, where did he rest on the seventh day? Lie. All those things are lies. Because everything you're reading in the Bible says it's a revelation that God gives to some. And unless we become sober and know how to read, we'll have all the degrees from university. And still, you can only buy bread. That's all you can buy. Buy bread. You know, make up a nice house and stuff like that. But spiritually, you are as dumb as a goat. And that's what happened. For me to grow up in the church as a boy at 7 until I'm 50, and no brilliant back never come up to me and tell me about real history. That's a shame. It is a shame. Admitting that my mind was always thinking since I grew up and blinded by the church through my parents, you know, nothing could be real to me. So I'm always confused, thinking and trying to make some sense and can't make one sense. Can't make a good sense, right? Now, if, you know, backward and everything and not able to read good, poor slavery in Jamaica, where the white people kill off so many of us there as slaves, right? Well, my mind always been thinking and sorting out things, you know, what makes sense and what don't make sense. And when I think about BC era, and come on, I understand that was people who live in the past. Now I come to AD Anadamani and looking at my surrounding now, the societies that I see or hear about in our time, find out that, you know, there's a problem because the people of the past are different from we here today when it comes to social era was polytheistic era, where people only worship the God, not a Abraham God like they call it. Abraham God does not exist, by the way. And there's no history that gives you a Abraham like what these white people write in the Bible. They are exploiting black people. Abraham is a polytheistic, black-headed man too. and they are writing about him as a patriot and say, okay, he begot son, and he is the first man that talked to a God out of the sky. Listen, it bothers me to see Jamaicans deep into reggae, deep into reggae, deep into, you know, Rastaman, they never did, you know, that's someone into the Bible. Yes, they're confused too. Very, very confused. But, you know, they're better than raw Christian. Rasta people are better than raw Christian. Because guess what? They're not coming out of a homosexual belief in the way Christians are believe into the Bible. Right? The Rasta, they make some distinction. They understand things slightly different. Right? They're not into the church like Christian do. All right? So there's a little misunderstanding with the Rastaman there. Not clear-cut history. They don't know clear-cut about history. Now, I think the best one, Rasta, I know so far, is Muta Baruka. I think Muta Baruka may be the most perfect Rasta man. I don't know if he smoked marijuana and stuff like that as a sacrament too, but I am saying to you, going clear across history, prehistory, Sumerian history, and get away from all of these white people, Ugarit texts, and the Bible. Get away from them things, because if we do not, and we go to college, university, believing in the Adam and Eve story, you are under the Sodomite belief and concept of the world. Too civilized. Because that Bible is telling you bluntly that you must disfigure your mind, alter your mind before you understand the truth of the Bible. Is that truth? Now, somebody just told me about a friend who was an Adventist, apparently since childhood, and turned adult, and said, I just begin to learn the truth from the Jehovah's Witnesses. My friend, that's a kill-dead situation. Because the Adventist, nothing dog also about Tabat and all that. A white people make up them things and tell us about the God in the Bible say that, you know, we make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest and we say 7 days. That God say you have to keep this Sabbath day holy. No, sir. Nothing don't go like that. And like I always said, I may sound very outrageous and ridiculous, but you're left up to prove what I'm saying. Prove me ridiculous and call me anytime. 661-467-2407. Anytime, anybody call, no condition, no screening. Glad to have you here. Talk, let the world hear your historic knowledge. Where we indigenous beginning started. Come, let the world hear it. Because if I don't have it right, I'm definitely giving every opportunity to somebody to come and prove that I don't have it right. And I'm going to have a good feeling if I am taught better than what I know. You have nothing to fear. All right. So let's go back to the calendar. I have a book in my hand, and the title is When Time Began by Zachariah Sitchin. And look, you hear people talk about Zachariah Sitchin, but you don't find anybody who report on what NASA is doing up in the sky and their achievements and stuff like that. This is one author that is not playing. He's not writing anything for white people. He's writing raw prehistory. Yes. And he is chronicling all the civilized things that the gods have done. through the Mesopotamian history. Right? And when you read about the way we were created, and when the gods came to earth, of course, the gods did not come to create us. They created us after they were on their mission to get some gold to repair their atmosphere back in their homeland. And then they come short of having good labor, because the people who they brought here, they didn't want to do it anymore. They said it's too hard working in the mines. And if you go to South Africa at the Abzu, 150 miles inland, you will come into the place 200,000 miles. No, 150 miles inland. You will come up to the metropolis that is 200,000 years old that people live there. And of course, the science that did research there 2012, they tell you that that's where the first civilization was on earth. And that were the gods, the Elohim that you read about in the Bible. That these white people twist and turn around and tell you about Abraham find one God in the sky, and whose children were given Palestine to live. But guess what? Where are the Abraham children in Palestine now? They kill them out and kick them out and take over the place. So they're revering Abraham in Genesis 12 and 22. So God and Abraham deal together. Now, if they were talking truth about Abraham and finding God, would they be going there and destroy Abraham's children in Palestine? Would they? And that God in the Bible where begat a son, and there is no woman around. God never be seen with no woman. The Bible never tell you God have no woman. The Bible make it out God no need no woman, but if you have a son, idiot. You seen anything on planet Earth at work like that? I haven't seen none. Okay? The thing is, we grow up in this system, and that's why we think the way we do. I was too. But guess what? My brain didn't went dead on me. I was still thinking. And it's the reason why I was led to read and notice exactly the words I'm reading and the issues thereof. And that's the reason why I am here today. And if I sound like I have an attitude, yes, I do. But I want to tell you something. I don't have no hatred in my heart at all. My aim, my agenda is that somebody get a glimpse, believing these things from the people who raised up the Roman Catholic Church and killed black people to get all the wealth they want to set up their institutions. They get it from the black people and continue to suck the black people like parasites. That's what they're doing. And don't forget, it's not just Palestine, it's a whole bunch load more of black territories that they come and take away, and we are and establish it as theirs, and we are under their government. Roman government, or Byzantine, and all that. My friend, if you don't start read, you're not going to know the truth. Plain and simple. Look, until this day, from back in the time of Palestine, 2,000 years ago, the Pope, you know, they have been killing black people, and these are the things that they are doing. Instead of sending 12 disciples out to preach the gospel to all nations. I know that they have been doing. To show you, they have not been doing it. This is what they have been doing. In this article, newspaper article, by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, in the year 2000, Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. You hear that? Vatican official said Tuesday. And it goes on. It goes on. All right. Let me just jump over to what they have been doing to black people ever since 2,000 years ago. And before 2,000 years ago. Because you have the precedence of their evil in 509 BC in Italy, where they overthrow the king. That's what they call today change regime. That's what they do. And dodging behind the bushes like they didn't do anything. But the history is very clear. Look at what they've been doing since 2,000 years ago, though. False. The Pope will the document is false. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect to cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. This is what is going on, and we are living over these things and still praising God. What kind of God? Who is a spirit God? He has a son, no woman. No woman at all. And his son, Jesus Christ, that he begat, he sent him to earth into the spooky apparition. Impregnate a woman who was supposed to marry a man, and that man get, held in abeyance until his ex-spouse wife should have the baby. So all that time now, that man must think that it's God is making his woman have a baby, and then him can go marry the woman after that. That makes sense there? Does that make sense to you, African people? It does? Well, it means that, you know what? It's the reason why these white people take us, make nothing, take away our land, and take away every single thing, and tell us we must be their citizens. Think about what I'm saying to you. They take everything that belongs to us and use it for themselves. Because I tell you, I send you to go and look. When did you see them start doing anything political prior to 509 BC? When they overthrew the king in Italy and called themselves White Romans Republic. Check it out and find out. Because if you still decide to believe in Jesus Christ and know Jesus Christ existed anywhere on planet Earth, the Bible is telling you to know Jesus exists. If you want to know, if you never hear me talk about it before, call me at this number here. When I am present right now, 661-467-2407. And I will prove it to you. Even though I'm in a hurry, I'll prove it to you from the Bible that no Jesus existed on earth at any time. These homosexual people, they are destroying the African people, and we are an extinct species, right as we are. Because what they are doing in our territory, they're sodomite self, and you understand what makes a sodomite? If you don't know what makes a sodomite, look it up in the dictionary, and you'll understand that they are sodomites. All you see, they are looking and dressing up and stuff like that. Read about them and see where they're coming from in existence. Find out about them. Find out and read it for yourself, because it's too long now that we are suffering under this Christianity, old bunch of, what is the right adjective I want to say? You know what I mean? It's too long now that since we did out from under slavery, it's time now. All these guys out there running Dominican government, them can't even read good, because them have come out of university. The type of reasoning where them have is not to keep us under white man, democracy. Them would have known that long time. Me not get up to, college level reading. But me find that out. Why can't they? No, they want to turn white. All right. Now, let me get a little of this here and see. I wanted to read something from the book about our calendar that these guys have scrapped portion of it and borrowed it to make their homosexual, you know, and all it is a challenge to our calendar that affect our natural life. And these guys preserve themselves while they dominate us and everything we have. Because we never like going to learn the truth. Once they finish with our heads, they tell us about go and tarify the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff. Okay? You're not getting out of insanity because Holy Ghost is insanity. And you think that I'm blaspheming. Go and learn to read and learn to read about African origin. Now, I wanted to read about the calendar tales. And this book is talking about these white people have done to our calendar and what they have now as calendar for us. It's their calendar. What do Europe believe by it? The AD and Adamani calendar. Because it's not law for us. And as long as anytime we see that, they won't be here anymore. When we realize what they have done in Italy and overthrow the king and start calling himself Roman Republic, white Roman Republic. So when white people tell you that they were Romans or they are Romans, you must know where they get it from because they get every single thing from black people. Everything that they are doing as in politics or government, they get every single thing. It's proven in the history. They don't prove nothing in the Bible that anything is original with them because they make it a spirit god stuff. So they don't have anything to decide where they come and kill us. That's their history. And they want you to celebrate what they do, come in here and kill us all over the world. You must celebrate them. They got us doing that because that's what the church is. The church's celebration of what homosexuals have accomplished against the black people. That's what it is. Now, you know, I don't have a lot of time to stay here because I need to be going someplace else. But, you know, I know I have to perform this duty. Anunnaki, zodiacal calendar, kingship law. Global, right? The Anunnaki zodiacal calendar, kingship law, is global. We must rule the world. And that's why you see they use the Bible and mimicking the black people's rule. While they kick us out from ruling, you see? That's what is happening. Now, AD and Adamani is fraud. Plain and simple. Remember, I'm not putting my mouth, you know, covering my mouth with my hand or put some water in my mouth so that that's not what I'm doing. I'm talking out plain and as explainable as I can. Right? So therefore I can repeat anything if I didn't hear it or something like that. Or you want to know, I'm willing to talk. Because I see an end to all of this. Whoever wants to learn and know, I don't see these white people come into our land, come into the Elohim territory, and all the good things that have been given to us as civilized people, they take it and turn the entire world 360 degrees faggots, homosexual, and we are under them. I don't see that happen. And I think if one or two or three or whatever of us see, it's enough for them to work with, to kick and to blow these people out of where they don't belong. Yes, the tornadoes. Have you seen them? Have you seen what they have done in America? A place that never reported any of these things. But since they come here and talking about their this and that, and, you know, they go up to the moon and all this kind of stuff. Tornadoes is vigilant. And you have a place in the United States they call the Tornado Alley, right? The gods to hurricane and all these things. These things have become, they're very plain that they fly up there, are being, you know, windshield are busted. They can't land those planes safely. The gods who cause the weather to be and function for our good, it turns to something else for a lot of people. And even the black people, them, they are riding in these planes and they are Christians, you don't get no mercy at all. You see? When the gods are going to knock them out of anywhere at all, black people who are Christians, you're going to perish too. You see? Because today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Attention to white criminal unlawful acts. Attention to white criminal unlawful acts. The Gregorian calendar is the calendar that is used nearly everywhere in the world. That's what I'm saying. This era was created in the 6th century by Roman monk Dionysius Egesius. 325. That's AD 325. And that alteration to the calendar be designed to prevent future, I guess, difficulty or drift. Pope Gregory 13 calculated Caesar's Julian calendar in 1582. Giving us not like the idea of having their dates dictated by the Catholic Church and so on. The Western tradition started according to custom around 509 BC. You hear this? Western tradition started according to custom around 509 BC. Why Western tradition start 509 BC? This is the Sodomites and we're talking about, the first time they overthrow the king in Italy, 509 BC. This is where every problem coming from. When I tell you, search prior to 509 BC, had there been anything civilized establishment by these white sodomite people who say they're ruling the world today. Look and see, because they want to dodge like an of them who overthrew the king in 509 BC, but the history says so. All right? And here this account is confirming it, that they don't have anything to do with the Western Hemisphere. Okay? But because they steal the military and all the wealth from the king in St. Petersburg, right there or up there in Italy. This is how they take over the Western Hemisphere and begin to turn black people into idiots. That's what we are today, serving Jesus Christ. We are all Gregorian now. Do you hear that? Because black people will not open their eyes or open their inner eye and discover reality. No, we like Christmas and Easter bun. And you don't understand that Wagwan in the Bible belongs to men who like to sport men. You hear that? The men will go according to freedom, writing in the Genesis 19, go and want to drag out the men in Lot's house. Lot's offer is two daughters. They say, no, we don't want your daughters. Give us these guys here. We want them to do our thing for them. But no, Gato, I read that story, and I know not, no, Gato. But these Sodomite people will take everything from black people. That's how bold they are. But look, they are playing around with the power of the Almighty God, the Elohim, right? And they are not a spirit like what they have in the Bible and tell us about. All the history around the world where the Elohim have left. They have left behind when they left this earth. And back to their homeland, they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Haven't you seen them? So it goes on. We are all Gregorian now, but it took a while. You hear that? Because they came up with Abraham, and oh, Abraham found a God in the sky, and the Western Hemisphere over the past 4,000 years, suck it up. Suck up the belief, because black people love to believe, them don't like to read and find out nothing. It's basically what it is. I'm lucky that I wanted to know and start to read some, and gradually, I found out. It didn't just happen. You know, it took me a while to accumulate and get a balanced sense of the civilized world that I am in, where we are coming from, where we are now, where we are headed. I have a good grasp of that now. On New Year's Day, just about every corner of the world will flip a calendar in accordance with the system commissioned by Pope Gregory XIII in the 1580s. Contracts, leases. You hear? When they mess our polytheism calendar up and remove all the energy that sustain our existence. This is what they do with it. To take over the African territories and call it theirs with their bogus AD and Adamani. That's why I'm telling you before I forget. Any lawyer, what is the meaning of AD and Adamani? Ask them. Because that is what is causing the problem today. We are unable to tell these people to get out of our territory because we have kingship laws and all of these things that prove that they don't have any authority over over none of our territories. They belong in Europe. Okay? What they have here is not theirs, it's ours, because they come here looking for food. Not just food alone. They wanted food. They wanted vast wealth. They wanted power over the world. They want power over the black people. Okay? That's what they really want power over, because they intend that the entire world must become sodomite. You think they would have just come up and tell you like they tell you? You have to read and see what they do. Okay? They say, show me the commotion, 2x2. In this case, you can even show 1x1. And that's what these white people are about. And there can be nothing more insulting than somebody come inside of your house and begin to have you do their bidding in your own house. And black people are nothing but that. Underdeveloped, them can read, but not read well enough to understand the world or know their own indigenous beginning. They don't read good enough for that, yet still they are out with degrees, 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 because they can make a lot of money. Right? The sodomite system allows you to get their education with all of their indoctrination of sodomy, and they open up doors for you to get big bank job, big corporate job, and everything like that. They open up the doors. Right? So, if you're educated at home and stuff like that, and, you know, if you're going to take their exam and all that stuff, right? You know, how are you going to get in through the doors when you have to have their credentials? These sodomites in your own territory. You see what I mean? And black people cannot see that. We must govern our own self. Africa is over there helping these white people to conquer black people. That's what Africa is doing. How many ships that came out from Africa with black people to the West? Look, black people, what's wrong with black people? We are duped by the white folks. Okay, believe in Jesus, no, nonetheless, but he was a black man 2,000 years ago and him turned white today. It doesn't matter to you. I can't to black people. It doesn't matter what color Jesus is. Right now, there is no judge in any court of law of any authentic jurisdiction over black people in America or anywhere they have any AD and Adamani, where they tell you they use the AD and Adamani when first they flip the calendar, right? When you write a contract, when you have leases and birthdays, candle, you see, they brag about this thing that they use to knife the black people, and they tell you that they're coming here for them. God tell them to come to America on a mission. And that mission is, the mission is to convert them to Christianity. Because Christianity is kingdom dominion, reconstructionist, to reconstruct and Christian. And they tell you that when they come here first in the 1620s, these were the first reconstructionist forerunners. Reconstructionist teaching of Christianity. That's what they came for. They're on a mission to turn all black people into sodomites. That's it. If you don't understand that and think you're a Christian and think it's all right, look in the Bible. It doesn't tell you that Jesus, yeah, Jesus in the Bible, as a part of fulfillment, became a king. He never became no king. You tell somebody who asked you that Jesus is up in heaven now, you know, reigning as king in heaven. That's not what the prophet. How are we reading and understanding what they're saying in the Bible? Why we would think that Jesus is going to come back and come rule on earth when the context of the prophecy don't say not even dust about that. Why don't we stick to the perception of the prophecy and know that the Bible is just a tush? You know, it's just, you know, I mean, these white folks are frauding, you know, and black people. That's what they're doing. And when we read the Bible and say, praise the Lord and all this kind of stuff, what do you think what is happening? Bad gas is going into a lung. That's what is happening with all these churches around. We're not reading to find out. All right. So I'm telling you about the calendars that they make up AD and Adamani. Draw a line between BC and AD and see what you find. What kind of people were before AD and Adamani? Did we have kings ruling and writing a lot of quotes? Why are you having in a Bible about Moses' 10 commandments? Why? Sodomites making of their new world order, and we don't know zinc. Now, it goes on, and you see clear, they're telling you what to do, and we're not understanding nothing of what these people are doing. Nothing at all. And all they do, they come and sweep away under their control everything that we have. And we can't tell them they're wrong. We can't show them. We can't even say that Jesus never exists. You can't tell them that. Can you believe it? You're an idiot. So was I. No, but there is a time that God wants us to increase our understanding and develop and learn to rule. Because these people say they're ruling. They can't rule. That's why they kill us off, because they claim they have the upper hand, and they're drenching us every day with poison to make sure that we get out. That's what they're doing. Because there's nothing in the Bible that we are holding on to about God's unchanging hand, and you pray to God. You can't pray to a God by having a begotten son, and you don't know if he has a penis or nothing to create that son. And Jesus has 12 disciples, no woman at all. And St. Paul, tell you why Jesus never had any woman around. Right? He tells you that God really don't like woman, because he first disobeyed him in a garden. There was no garden. These are the kind of stuff that lead black people astray, because we don't have no sense to see. We can't discern. We don't read and understand anything. And if somebody is trying to tell you, you don't want to hear, because you say, he's an antichrist. He's an antichrist, because you don't know think what I'm saying. Anyone who seeks will find. If you are diligent to investigate and understand stuff, you will understand. Now, I got to go, but I just want to finish this here and let you hear some of this. It may, you know, I'll find some place inside of you to start thinking something. So they are giving us foreign status or something to hold on to that don't belong to us. We were well established before these people come here, and now they assure themselves that they are sodomized and making, using our system of law to marry our own people in our universe. Them want us to marry people to fuck ass. Now, so it goes on. They go on to say here, all these things are going to happen. All on the production, candle production, all depend on the Gregorian agreement. The year begins on January 1st, and lasts exactly 365 days, 5 hours, 49 minutes, and 12 seconds. That's how long for them year lasts. Even in cultures that maintain traditional calendars as well, the smartphones will all tick over to 2018 on the same day, right? So we're not looking at what they are doing on the bureaucracy front. They have taken over the right to own every blinking thing in the African society, in the Western universe. These guys come from Europe. They are in partnership with dogs and other animals. They make the bed with them. Where they get sense from to come and control us with the AD and Adam money that they make up? It's not, no African don't agree to those things, not help with it. The only people that are getting help from are the African Union government that allow them to do anything they want. So we are the rest of us. We have heads too on our body and brain. Can read and can track where we are coming from in history, right? And don't give up our rights to these dog lovers. Hello, They can't make law for us because the Israelites don't allow that. Okay? They want to rule, go back where they come from with their indigenous authority over there, not Africans. We Africans, black people, and the Chinese, all of the African, people, needs to be ashamed of ourselves. Reggae, music, hockey, and saltfish. Yes. Right? And these folks are coming into our society and getting a lot of our black people to go gay. Because they are always, you ever see black sodomite people look on black people? They're ready to make you gay. I am in a situation where I see them looking on me too. I work at a gas station. I have to deal with a lot of people. And I see these black gays come around. And it's like this evil demon inside of them, hitting them. They can't keep it to themselves. That's why you see these sodomites go everywhere African people are and conquest and take charge. Because we don't have anybody with any sense. We don't have any balls. We don't have no sense of our own history. We don't. And that is why the world is the way it is. Because these white sodomites find out, we're far away from wanting to rule. So they are ruling. Let's see how long that's going to last. Because, you know, we could call down tornadoes long time and get rid of them long, 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 long time. No, but we're too busy going to church and praise the Lord. And it is clear they're not running a government because 1220 AD was when you have a so-called emperor and two popes who called tribunal to make and pass legislation to do nothing more than kill the black people, them penalty of death, right? To confiscate their properties. To banish you out of where you live, right? Imprison you, do all of these things. That's what they make law to do. Is that a government? To show you, they don't have no connection with the Elohim government kingship from long time immemorial. From they came to earth and established their government here and rule over black people, then eventually on their departure, gave all control to civilized people. That is uncivilized. I mean, white sodomite culture. That's what they are. And if you don't tell them that they have a right to mingle with us, whichever way they mingle with us, it's wrong. And we mingle with them, it's wrong. Because they don't have civilized blood. They make a lot. They cause all the problem in the world today. Christmas, they just have a explosion. You ask the Indians, them who live in America, have they ever had an explosion of any kind here for all the thousands of years they live here? Much longer than these white people come here and talk about they occupying America. See if there was any explosion here in America. There was none. Was there any tornado? I don't know of any either, or these everlasting force that we see are liquidating these white people. Okay? That people are only good for boasting that they can buy a nice dinner or have a nice house or a nice car to say. But that's where black people stop. That's where they stop. They stop where they can't discern any further than making a good living. Food, clothes. Yeah, that's it. But as far as principality is concerned, it is not their line. All right. Let me finish this now. No. But it took some of us longer than others to fall into line behind the good Gregory's celestial timekeeping. You hear that? Celestial timekeeping. This is what the sodomites are saying. The British and their American colonies, listen, did not like the idea of having their dates dictated by the Catholic Church, and so stuck with the previous calendar. Make over the one done by Julius Caesar in 45 BC. You see? So, what happened? What happened? Calendar that the BC calendar that was before. They're talking about a Julius Caesar make a calendar, 45 BC. What was happening in all the years that civilized people on the earth before 45 BC? If you read and you see what these sodomite people are doing, they're really pushing back people out the way who don't want to understand their own life. They waited until 1752, by which time the more wobbly Julian calendar was off track by 11 whole days. This is the final shift from God's civilized polytheism zodiacal calendar to sodomite rule. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I'm going to end this episode right now, and I hope you'll get something from what I've said. I know that unless you read and understand the divine prehistory before the flood, Mesopotamian history, you're not going to get the truth from nobody. I mean, with exception to somebody like me here who find these things and will just tell you like it is, which is, you know, very, very few people you are going to find if you're lucky to find one. Right? So take care and be blessed until we are able to do it again.